All right, welcome back to another episode of Girls with Fun.
How are you today? It's been a minute.
It has. I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Good. Good. This episode is gonna be super hot off the presses, so this might be the closest to real time that we've ever been. Though we've cut it close a few times, so maybe I'm lying.
Yeah, this is basically an uncut. Sorry, y'all. So if it's messy, we're sorry.
It is after 9:30 on Monday night, so when you're listening on Tuesday morning, it's been less than 12-hour turnaround time.
Yeah, this is fresh.
If you're listening at 7 a.m., I assume, right when it comes out. But we both had so for anyone that doesn't know, last week was a long holiday weekend in the States. And if anyone knows anything about the US, we get so few days off. So we both took advantage of that fully. So I don't know if I was going to say if we were on vacation. It sounds like you were doing family stuff, but we were definitely both traveling. So.
Yeah, I was with family, doing a lot of road tripping, so no time to record.
I actually ended up kind of spur of the moment. Generally, I'm a person that like loves to do weekend trips, and I was like, you know what would be so fun? What if I go to LA and go to the exhibit? Like, I had planned this a couple weeks in advance, but to be honest with you, I'm very tired. I was very tired. It was a lot for a weekend trip. Not my best idea that I've ever had. but I did enjoy my time there. I got to do like literally everything I wanted to do. I hit up like all of the BTS spots in LA. I need to like go with friends to go to that Korean restaurant because I'm not confident enough to like go to Ajushi Gopchang on my own. Just because I feel like Korean barbecue style places are not the place to like solo dine. But I went to the Line Friend store to again be delusional and like put my hands in the handprints. I didn't even buy anything there. I was like so proud of myself. I did, however, buy things at the exhibit and at the pop-up, so I can't be too proud. But the exhibit is the main thing I wanted to talk about. I posted about it like when I got back, and some people may have seen it, but it was fine. It was fine. If you happen to be in LA and you have $60 to spare, like you could definitely go. It wasn't bad, but like I remember the exhibit that you and I went to, Kalea, with our friends in New York in 2019, and they had like there was a lot of like behind the scenes stuff there and like real insights into kind of what went into it. Like, I got a gorgeous coffee table book. It was like really in depth. This one was just like photos from every single era. They did have like really beautiful, they had like the piano from Proof. And I don't know if it was like the piano or just a red piano. They had the shipping car that somehow makes it into every fan theory that has ever existed. They had the like fallen angel statue from Blood, Sweat, and Tears and like this hallway of mirrors. And like all of that was really visually cool, but like for $60, you couldn't even take pictures in those places. The staff was like again yelling at people. And like they were saying how they had kicked people out and they would kick us out. So you could only take photos at like very specific spots. And it was like kind of a giant photo op because you just had to stand in line because there were so many people there. That's the other thing I'm kind of stupid because you were literally on here either last episode or the episode before talking about your TXT experience and how they're on tour. And I was all like, let me go to LA when BTS is not there, like Augusti is not there. Joke's on me, I went when TXT was in town. And so I think that's why like some of the lines were so long. So maybe at other times the line was like shorter, but it was just like walking in a line through a museum, you couldn't like really linger or like look at things in depth. So it was fine. I would give it like a 4 or a 5 out of 10. So I don't know how anyone else went feels, but if you did go, feel free to share your experience. Tell me if I'm right or wrong nicely, please. Or like if your experience was better when it was less crowded, but I also felt like the merch was like, for the exhibit at least, was kind of basic. Like, it was just black t-shirts, black tote bags. They did have lenticular photo cards that were like the kind of like holographic ones that change. And funnily enough, they know what the people want, because like the Yoongi one was like a close up of his hands, and that one was sold out. JK was also sold out. But since we're leaving this as an uncut, I'll stop myself there. But I just had to laugh because like ARMY are kind of predictable. Sorry, Tay, we are kind of funny. So anyway, that was my long weekend experience at the exhibit. I did have a good time and I met some really nice ARMY, but I just don't know if it was worth like air travel in the year of our Lord 2023.
You went to the line store too, right?
I did. Yeah, I did. But as I was saying, I didn't buy anything. It was pretty well stocked, so that was good. There was a line at the line store as well. There was a line everywhere. I'm like, if there's one thing I'm good at being an ARMY, it's standing in line and being yelled at by staff. Like, top tier skills in those areas. No one at the line store was yelling. I should say that for clarity, but definitely at the exhibit.
Yeah.
That and sucks. Kind of at the pop-up. They weren't yelling at the pop-up, but you couldn't take any bags in, so they must have had like a shoplifting issue. So anyway,
I was just saying, I wish your exhibit experience was better. I was hoping it was going to be better than that.
To be fair, like my expectations were extremely high. I mean, they always are when it comes to BTS. So like maybe my expectations were too high. And I should say, was the exhibit the time we missed our train coming back to DC from New York? Like,
yes.
I can't act like in retrospect the New York experience was like absolutely perfect. You know what I mean? Like rose-colored nostalgia glasses, blah, blah, blah.
No, but like, I mean, if you're expecting that, you've been to a BTS exhibit before, you would think that it would kind of be like at the same caliber. So, and I mean, we could definitely take pictures there. I mean, there were some places we couldn't. And right. There was quite a few people there, but it wasn't like, you know, like you were saying, you weren't just like standing in a line.
Right. So. And I will say too, I was going to say, I was just about to ask if we could take pictures. Like, the no picture taking rule felt so arbitrary at this exhibit, because like, why can I not take a picture of Yoongi's signature? Like, it's just a black wall. He signed it like in the hallway where you go in. It's not like there's any real copyrighted material in that section. You know what I mean? So I don't know what they're thinking.
Yeah. And also, I were supposed to get some benefit from that collector's item.
I was just going to skip right over that. I was like, that's embarrassing. But yeah. So I did buy a collector's edition album a couple of months ago, and you could take, I saw on Twitter, so shout out to the people at BTS Merch Updates for posting this so I knew I could even do it, but you could take your collector's edition ticket and go into this photo booth, which at no point did I know like where the photo booth was. So I like left the exhibit and I was like, did I miss it? But it was in the merch section, like across the street, because the merch was in its like own little storefront. But you got to go in and take four. It took 8 photos and you chose your 4 best ones. And you chose the background to be like whichever member you wanted. I chose RM's background, so it's like a blue background. But it was awkward because like just me by myself, it's like me sitting in a photo booth alone taking photos. It's not even like, if you remember the like holographic or hologram one where like it looked like you were with them, it wasn't even that. It was just like me in a photo booth.
Yeah, that's so what I was hoping,
like,
it would be.
Was this worth all that? And, like, now I can't use it for anything else because they, like, stamped the ticket. So, like, should I have saved it for our future Korea trip? I don't know. But at least I got something from it. But was it worth it? Debatable. But yeah, I mean, I enjoyed it. It was fine. I think, like, do not travel for it. If you happen to be in the area, you should go. And certainly try to go at a time that's not crowded. At least in the U.S., they are kind of doing a surge pricing type of thing where it's cheaper if you can go during the week or, like, on a weekday. So I think, like, if you can go on a Wednesday at 10 a.m., you could go for, like, $40 instead of $60, but unfortunately that just did not work out with my timing. But yeah. Yeah. Enough about that. Should we talk about the most wonderful time of the year, aka Festa?
Yeah, happy Festa. Also happy Pride Month. I love how they're in the same month. Anyway.
I was thinking about that the other day. Yeah.
Happy Festa. We are here for the 10th anniversary, which is freaking nuts saying that out loud. Oh my god.
10 years of BTS, wow.
So yeah, we're celebrating. It's past the 13th, isn't it? Is there something coming out on the 14th? I saw the little event schedule, but I don't recall the dates. But
of course, I don't have it, like, open right now. But yes, I'm pretty sure you're correct.
Yeah. There's some question marks, I think, on the 13th or the 14th. And fans were like, oh, God. Because the last time we had those question marks, we got that dinner.
I saw people, like, I have not seen confirmation, but I saw people talking about, like, a confirmed dinner on TikTok, which is certainly not, like, the arbiter of truth. But someone's like, see, I'm still traumatized from last year's dinner, so.
I don't want any more dinners.
Not even lunch. Not even a casual lunch. There will be no emotional meals occurring.
Do not sit at a table, actually.
Just inserting that, like, emotional damage sound here, right?
Yeah. But yeah, we've been getting a lot of content, which I've been, like, actually outside, y'all. It's been insane. So I haven't caught up, I haven't caught up on anything these days. So I'm basically playing Reactor to Julie's experiences this episode because I have no idea what's going on.
I can neither confirm nor deny. But there may have allegedly been many episodes where you had to straight carry me through, right? So this is me returning the favor. Yeah, so far for Festa, so we've been getting, so I guess first and foremost, the big news, Take Two, we are getting an OT7 track this Friday, and it will actually be up to date since we're recording so late, but on the 9th. So I'm so excited for that. Again, like, how long have they been sitting on this? They really plan ahead. But they've been releasing little, like, Take Two kind of, like, photo reels. It's not a video, but it just looks like film, right? From each member. So I think so far through today, we have J-Hope set time of recording. So they're going in fan chant order.
Yeah.
So that's really cute.
It was giving me Life Goes On vibes.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Watch it be which, nothing like that, though.
This will be our, like, our crying in the club track that we always joke about. Like, a Run BTS-esque situation. Yeah, who knows. And then with, like, literally less, I want to say less than 24 hours notice. I might be being dramatic. It might be, like, 48 hours notice. But I was like, surprise, it's Bangbangcon 2023. And I'm like, so it was really cool. They were streaming Magic Shop. So the Fifth Muster, Suzu, Was Magic Shop 5? I'm feeling old. Magic Shop might have been 6. Anyway, the Magic Shop Muster, Suwoozu, aka Tropigoth Muster, Tropigoth Jungkook Muster, and Map of the Soul 1, the online pandemic concert. They aired it in like 2 batches or like 2 separate instances. And so at no point do I understand what's going on. And I thought that they were going to restart at the beginning. like one was at 11 p.m. for us on the East Coast. And then it was going to run through the night. And then it was resuming at like 8 a.m. So I was like, okay, I'm going to watch the first part of the Magic Shop Muster, and then whenever I get too tired, I'm gonna go to bed, and then I'll wake up around like 7 or 8 and like pick it back up, you know, where I left off. Well, I was wrong once again. So I watched like half of Magic Shop, missed all of Suwoozu, and caught like the tail end, or maybe not tail end, like second half of the Map of the Soul online one, Map of the Soul one concert.
So it didn't run into the night?
Which I've seen them all before. No, it ran into the night. I did not run into the night when I should have just stayed awake. I went to bed around like 12:30. So I caught like an hour and a half of Magic Shop. Missed everything in the middle. So I think, anyway, what I think happened is they did Magic Shop and Suwoozu together and then like took a break. And then like did Map of the Soul 1 in the morning for us.
Interesting.
I mean, someone correct me if I'm wrong, but like somehow I missed I missed more of it than I meant to. So.
Okay. Yeah. That first one was nuts. We were up for like like 12 hours straight, like through the night or something like that. Do you remember that during the pandemic?
Yep. No, it was. Because Suwoozu was pandemic, right? That's when they had the figure eight stage, or the infinity symbol stage. Yeah, and On was in the middle of the night. Yeah, exactly. So I'm, like, well-equipped to stay up, but I had things to do that weekend, and so I was like, it would be cool if Hybe would have given me some advance notice to, like, clear my schedule.
Yeah, I thought that was weird that they just kind of like, yeah, bonk bonk on. It's like, don't you guys normally put this out, like, a little bit more in advance than this? But, okay.
It would have been cool, like, well, this is a me problem, this isn't a Hybe problem, but, like, if I had had advance notice, maybe I could have, like, picked up my place a bit and, like, had some people over, you know? Like, an army watch party would have been fun, but see, again, middle of the night, so maybe not, but, there was something I was gonna say. Oh, yeah, it was weird, because you were right about the pandemic, like, especially Map of the Soul 1, or, yeah, they were talking about, like, what a dark time it's been and, like, how hard it's been. And all the army were, like, streaming in on all those screens. And I was like, I mean, they're not wrong, but it's crazy how quickly this has, like, aged. Or, like, this was October 2021, so little did we know how much time we still had in front of us, you know? Like,
right.
Or was it October 2020? I might be misspeaking.
Well, the first one was definitely, like, the start of the pandemic.
Or like the first Bangwon-kan, you mean?
Yeah, like in the early phases, right? And then they had that that second one. That was more official. Like the first one was us just watching like the videos, right? And then they had another one, I thought. Right. And it was them there performing.
Correct. Yeah, so the first one was more like how this one was, where it was like replays of older stuff, right? Mm-hmm. They were giving it to us as like a gift. And the second one was when we got them all like in the denim on denim, JK. We got the track that belongs to you, Just One Day, on, you know, that was that.
Right.
We got Yogi Bois. Yeah. Also, Map of the Soul 1 was in 2020. So, yeah, exactly. Hearing them be like, we've been through so much. The dark times will get better. I'm like, you still have a long ways to go. Like, you don't know what's waiting for you. But that's just, like, again, my emotional damage now.
Yeah.
even though I knew that Jimin would cry because I'd seen it before, like, watching him cry, I was just like, watching any of them cry, right? Like, see prior comments about the dinner and, like, Namjoon crying. I'm just, like, not equipped to watch them, like, weep. Like, not that they should hide how they're feeling, because I don't want that either, but I'm just not the strongest soldier.
No, I know what you mean. That was hard.
We also got, it was funny, because, like, also, I will say this about Bangbangkan, final thing. I was watching the end of the On the One concert, right? And it cut off so abruptly, and Hybe set that video to private so fast. Like, my TV, like, didn't even disconnect. And so I thought there was, like, a streaming error on my end, because I'd been having issues with the Weverse app on my TV, and anyway, I had to link up my phone. So, like, I thought it was me, and then I kept, like, reloading, and I was like, no, they're just, like, done. They said no more. Because it was weird. They went into Born Singer from that Proof mini concert they did in California, like, after they were in Vegas. And so I thought they were going to, like, keep going and play the whole thing. And I was like, oh, that's weird. This isn't, like, on the agenda. But I wonder if they just were, like, playing a reel of some sort, or, like, a video track. And they were like, whoops, because it just cut off. But immediately after it cut off, I was like, okay, like, I guess we're done. It's, like, 9 a.m. on a Saturday for me. I'm going to, like, go about my day and get ready. And suddenly, they are, like, opening up the vaults, like, our memes of, like, JTBC, right? And, like, get whatever they have. They were dropping. They dropped 5 different videos, each in, like, a 3-minute span. So you would finish one, and, like, the absolute next one would drop. And so it was, like, various dance practice videos. So they released, this is in no particular order, the intro dance that they did, the one that they, like, passive-aggressively re-recorded because they worked so hard on it. And was it KBS? I forget what show they were on, but the camera work was so bad. Ompom Man, I'm Fine, Boy with Love, and underline, highlight, exclamation point, Boys with Fun.
I know, I'm like, of course I need to watch all of them, but I especially need to watch that one. I just, you know,
it's like our cultural connection for heritage. Some reason. Yeah. Exactly. Girls with Fun lore. Yeah, our origin. The one thing I can't figure out, I only realized it, like, watching the dance practices in the order they were releasing them. Like, why do they sometimes wear name tags, but sometimes they don't? Like, I thought it was, like, a rookie thing where, like, where you're unknown or you think someone won't know you, you wear those, like, body harness name tags, you know what I'm talking about? But then, like, so they didn't have them for the, I don't want to misspeak. They didn't have them for, like, the intro dance, I want to say. I think they had them maybe, I don't remember. I don't want to misspeak. But, like, I was thinking about it chronologically at the time, and I'm like, it's not, like, rookie to non-rookie. Because, like, why does Ompom Man, that came out in, like, 2018 or late 2017, whatever, they have the name tags, but, like, not in Boys with Fun, for example, right? Mm-hmm. So, I don't know the logic there.
Yeah. I wonder if it's just a matter of, like, practicing with them and practicing without them, like, getting comfortable with them and without them. If it's one of those, like, scenario things they were talking about, how they do, like, 50 different scenarios of different things, like...
Oh, maybe.
Do you need to just practice with them just to make sure that, like, all right, I can still do the choreo, like, this X, Y, Z, even for, like, rehearsal or whatever?
I bet you're dead right, because I forget which video it was, but I was cracking up. Namjoon's was, like, hanging on for dear life. And I'm like, we joke about this, but, like, why is it yours that's falling off? Like, Namjoon, your name tag has, like, 1 of 4 strings remaining. Like, so anyway, I'm sure you're right, where it's like, all right, we got to figure out how to get these to stay put, because...
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, Festa is well underway. Do you recall, and I don't mean to put you on the spot because I don't have the chart up, do you recall when our next release is? I think it's on Wednesday, the 7th.
I have no idea.
Okay. No one quote me, but I think we're safe until Wednesday.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to the OT7 track. It'll be great to hear them again.
It's funny because I was just foaming at the mouth about the Bastion soundtrack. Like, how are we going to get an OT7 track in 2023? And BTS is like, just hang on.
Well, it makes me wonder if they prepared something for next year, too.
I had that thought as well. And then what about, like, 2025, depending when they're all back? I know we don't know, but, like...
Yeah.
No, oh, I hope so. I'm not crying, you're crying. Speaking of new tracks, we got a track literally today called Lilith. It is a Halsey re-release. I believe it was off of her first EP, first album. I don't know the terminology she used. And I could be... Okay. I know Halsey released this track before. When? I do not know. But they re-released it for the Diablo 4 video game. And it just came out today, and I know you were listening while we were preparing our topics, so would you like to discuss your thoughts, your reactions?
Yeah, I watched the MV. Like, I'm not familiar with this video game or the song prior to this, but I thought it was nice. We're supposed to be uncut. Let's just say I really enjoyed Yoongi's part. Yeah. I really enjoyed his part in the song.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, the music video, okay, I don't know what Diablo is about. Seems very underworldish, devilish, demonic of sorts. I don't know what Halsey was battling in that music video, but she was getting like sliced and diced pretty much. I don't know where she was going either. And I don't understand Yoongi's part in it other than that he looked good and he sounded good. But I don't know, I just enjoy seeing them collaborate with each other. I think it's cool. Did we talk about like her calling him an old man on Instagram a few weeks ago? I think you were gone. It was just funny. So I was thinking about that watching the music video. This is all serious and like, I don't know. They have this banter outside of this that is just cool.
They're made up in this really gothic way, but you know Offset, they're being like, do you even know how to text? Like,
Exactly. I think it was pretty evident that they shot this music video in two separate places. They don't have any interaction with each other. And I felt like Yoongi was kind of like hidden, and I don't know if that was intentional. I don't know if that goes with the game any kind of way. But I feel like you couldn't see his face as clearly as you could see Halsey's. But I mean, you could obviously hear him and stuff like that, and you know it was him. You see a shadow and stuff, and like kind of a little bit of his face. But I think the song was cool. I think it's cool that they're working on like a video game soundtrack together. I'm just like, when do they have time for this? Like you said, I'm assuming it's from when he was in LA together with her, but. I guess it doesn't necessarily have to be. They could have done that separately completely from the recording process as well as the music video. So, yeah, cool song. Cool to get another track so soon from him.
I saw a tweet, and again, unverified, so take the internet with a grain of salt. But apparently back when Suga's interlude came out, he was really nervous about being on that track and like potentially having to like do some verses in English, and then in this song his verse is in English and he absolutely kills it, so like,
yeah,
not that he ever should feel like he needs to do English. You all already know my stance on this, but I just thought he killed it, and I love to see them, like, doing things that maybe they were scared to try in the past, so that's really cool. His voice is so... This is Girls Uncut, so... His voice is so deep and so raspy. It's just like... I have to play Rihanna's, like, Wild Thoughts a few too many times recently. I've joked about that before, but... Yeah. I love his voice. Singing, rapping... Roasting us. I just love his voice. Supposedly on an ASMR video. Allegedly. Which I alluded to, like, 2 years ago. But yeah. Amazing. Amazing. I'm going to stay in my Yoongi feels for a minute. Yoongi recently, so a couple things. Over the weekend, there was a live stream of his concert. It was on Saturday evening. It was for his Yokohama concert in Japan, I believe. Which I think it was night 2 of 3 in Japan, potentially. Also, side note, I didn't put it on here, but if you didn't get a chance to go to the theater or you didn't want to, they're also going to live stream the Seoul concert on the 24th and 25th, I believe, on Weverse. I did see that. So you can watch from the comfort of your own home. But yeah, so I went with a group of ARMY. It was really fun. It felt like old times again. On a recent VLive, he was like, I really want to eat tacos. And I was like, you know what we should do? Let's get tacos and then let's go watch this movie. So that's what we did. And it was a lot of fun. We didn't all sit together in the theater because you had to like buy assigned seating. So that was maybe the only downside. But it was a good time. I also posted about this on Twitter, on social, so people might have seen this as well. But first of all, whoever did Yoongi's captions definitely got, or whoever did the captions for Yoongi's concert definitely got into Yoongi's Hennessy, because like the typos were nuts. Like there were words that were just like not words, and like like, are you good? I do think possibly there was also like kind of a long lag, and so obviously like Yoongi was speaking in Korean, and then at the venue in Japan they had a translator. And I have no confirmation of this, but I almost wonder if whoever was doing the captions was working off the Japanese translation, because there was, like, a very long kind of lag as well. Mm. I've never done live translation. I'm sure it's extremely difficult, so I'm not, like, roasting, but, like, it was just kind of funny. The other thing I wanted to flag, and you and I were talking about this a little bit, like, I'm curious how HYBE decides, like, which concerts they're going to live stream. Because Yoongi, so for this performance, he was coughing a lot. Like, to the point he could not do some of his verses. Or he's, like, coughing in the middle of singing. Or, like missing words. Like, he was just coughing so much, like, nonstop. And he did have, like, I don't know if it was... alcohol, tea, some kind of, like, soothing liquid, right? It looked like it was tea. Maybe he had, like, orange slices or something. So, like, he was, like, trying to take care of himself, but he was just, like, clearly not well. And someone's gonna come at me with, like, manager ARMY allegations. I know he's a grown man, but again, it's, like, seeing them cry, like, I'm concerned for him, you know? Like, is he still sick from when he was in the U.S.? Because if so, he's been sick for, like, over a month. Is this something new?
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. It sounds like he needs a break. Like, an actual break. Like, a break to let his self heal.
I thought maybe it was, like, a thing where, like, I don't know. You know when you, like, well, it doesn't even make sense because I'm sure he had sound check, but at first I was like, you know, when you like wake up and you're kind of like raspy or like you're just like getting going and then your throat will like clear up.
Right.
But it was like throughout the entire show. And I was like, they know he has other shows. Like, they know they're gonna stream the like soul shows. If you know he's sick, why would you not just be like, sorry, everyone, we're not going to, like, live stream this. Even if you're not going to cancel the show itself, wouldn't you want to, like, air the one where he's feeling better?
Yeah, I'm wondering if there was just logistics related to that where they probably couldn't cancel with the movie theaters and all that. It's probably too late.
That's true. I did have that thought. Although, I don't know what it was. I'd be interested to hear if any of our listeners had this happen. Like, some of the theaters, I want to say in the U.S. and Canada, we're, like, canceling day of and, like, giving people refunds. Like, they didn't have access to. I don't know, like, what the issue was. I'd be curious to know. But I saw, like, a bunch of people say, like, I got to the theater even though I had pre-booked and, like, my viewing was canceled.
Dang. Okay. Yeah, that would be so mad about
it. So something happened. I cannot speculate. I don't know what it was. But, like, more than one person mentioned that.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so, I wonder what that was.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I hope he feels better. Soon. I mean, he has more shows until the end of this month, so.
I mean, vocally, he still sounded great. Like, I was impressed at his singing. During Life Goes On. It's like, he's really going for it, despite, like, clearly having some kind of like respiratory or like throat issues, but yeah, I hope he feels better. What else did we have?
Did the experience feel any different watching it in person versus watching it in the theater?
There was a lot that I missed in person. I was obviously really close, but like I was kind of to the side, and like if Yoongi was like walking along the stage, I was looking at Yoongi, so there was like things I didn't realize were going on behind him that was like much more apparent in the theater. And like I don't know if I was on like Julie's body power save mode during like the VCRs, but like seeing the VCRs right in front of me, I was like, oh, I missed a lot of that. Because it was obviously on a big screen at the concert itself, so I don't know what I was doing.
Yeah, there was a lot to those VCRs. I'm like, I wish I could watch these again on a loop or something, because there's, like, a whole narrative going on here that I'm not able to fully piece together because I'm trying not to pass out. So, like, yeah, I want to see those again, so
so much detail that I just like did not pick up on, and I'm sure there's detail I missed, but like when he's like playing with matches in one of the VCRs, on the box it's like Tony Montana safety matches, which like if I had seen that at the Newark show, I definitely would have been like, oh my god, Tony Montana's happening. So like maybe it's good I didn't notice that detail before, but like he's really pushing for it.
I think no Jim, I did notice it,
the one here.
Yeah, I remember that part of the VCR, and I'm like, okay, there's just so many Tony Montana references right now, and yet Jimin's like, bye.
It's funny, I mean, we'll get to this later. I know I'm always like getting ahead of myself, but in Jungkook's V-Live from yesterday, he was saying how like if Yoongi's okay with it, he would go up on stage and just, like, say hi to ARMY and then leave the stage. So I don't even think he wants to sing. He just wants to be like, hello, and then, like, go about his merry way. But I was like, meanwhile, Jungkook's like, I'll go on if, like, Yoongi allows me to. But then, like, Jimin's like, you could not pay me any amount of money to go on a stage. So it was just really funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there were so many details. And I still don't understand, like, some of the people I went with are, like, what's, like, Yoongi versus Yoongi versus Augusty versus Suga, right? Because, like, in that one sequence, it's just very unclear. And I'm, like, I'm not the conspiracy theory or, like, the theory army. Like, I'm really not. I'm, like, no thoughts, head empty, truly, but
I think Yoongi is literally just spelling. Like, there's just different ways that you can spell it.
But, like, in the VCR, I'm pretty sure they had Yoongi, like, the quote-unquote usual spelling. And then they had Yoonki.
Oh.
So I thought both were there. I'm like, are these different, like, personas? But also then I was like, this spelling is totally arbitrary. It's for, like, me, the Westerner, that can't read Hangul. Like, to him and Hangul, these are the exact same. So
it's well, yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, right. That's what I was thinking. I don't think it's really different. I mean, because I've seen Namjoon's name spelled differently.
Right.
Like, you can shorten. It's not double O, it's the U. So that's why I assumed it was the same thing with the Yoongi, Yoonki
imagine
thing.
Imagine someone reading that and being like, Namjoon. I'd be like, you're done. You immediately know. You have to leave. Yeah, I never, to be honest, I never really know what's going on in the VCRs. I'm just, like, here for a good time, not for, like, a thinking time.
Well, because sometimes the VCRs are just kind of, like, visually pleasing. They're not really, like,
right,
telling a full story.
Well, even in, was it Permission to Dance? Like, how do I want to phrase this? Happy Powder Dealers, Namjoon, Jimin, and JK. Like, I don't think there's, like, someone's going to disagree with me, so feel free to do so. But, like, I don't think there's a deeper meaning there. I feel like that's just, like, a little standalone, like, sequence to make it, like, secretive or interesting, you know? Like,
yeah, it was pretty straightforward.
It's the three of them in their lair. It's not, like, four personas.
Well, and, like, man in a the inclusion of the YK lighter, which was in, like, the Hwayanghwa, like, prologues, whatever it was. I don't think it was the prologue, but whatever it was called. The Euphoria film thing. So, I'm like, well, why are you tying this together? Do you want me to have to go on a whole trip again? I have to bring up my board and start connecting the dots.
back to my top meme of all time, the Pepe Silvia always Philadelphia.
Like, right.
I can't ever have any other emotion. It's always that. It's always that. Yeah, I don't know, but I would be down to. I would watch the live stream again, and that would be a good opportunity to see the VCRs again. Like when they air the Seoul one, but I'll cross that bridge when it gets to that.
Right.
I guess speaking of Namjoon, regardless of spelling of his name, this is kind of, it's from last week. I was like, it's kind of old news at this point, but, like, it's really not. He has been appointed as ambassador to the Korean, I don't have it open in front of me, I want to say National Defense Administration, but specifically a unit on recovering bodies of soldiers lost during the Korean War and kind of, like, repatriating those bodies to their families or, like, you know, honoring the remains of these fallen individuals in some way. So I saw a lot more like President Namjoon comments and like what a huge honor. Like, again, a me problem makes me feel very insignificant. Like, he's out here doing so much good in the world and like what am I doing? But it's not something I ever would have, like, expected from him, but now that it's happened, it kind of makes perfect sense, I feel like.
Yeah, this one's a big deal. I had a lot of thoughts about it. Like, how does this conflict with his upcoming service? Is this something that's going to extend? Like, is it part of his service? Is it going to extend past it? Like, he's going to be doing this for years to come? I wasn't too sure, but just, I could understand the magnitude of what it was that he's been selected to do, so it's pretty cool to see.
He's like a PR ambassador, is that correct? I wonder, like, what that entails.
Right.
I mean, it's definitely a serious issue, and even by, like, being an ambassador, like, we're already aware of it, even as foreigners, so, like, check that box, I guess. I don't know, but, like, I wonder, like, what all his responsibilities will entail, I guess I'm saying.
Right.
To your point as well, I was kind of wondering, is this some kind of, like, alternative service? Because it's also, like, military adjacent. Like, I don't know the structure of, like, does the National Defense Administration fall under the military, or is it, like, a separate thing? Like, I don't know the organizational chart of the Korean government, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. I kind of wonder how that came about as well. Like, did they approach him? Did he approach them? Is there some, like, family connection that we're unaware of? Is it just general June is good at being an ambassador type of thing? I don't know. I guess moving to a lighter topic, Jungkook yesterday did a V Live. I like didn't get the notification. I need to see like what's up with my phone, but I did catch the tail end of it, and I read through like a translation thread. It was shorter than some of his other ones. He was talking about a lot of different things. It was at like 6 or 7 a.m. his time, so dude really does not sleep. And he was even saying like he was in his pajamas and like trying to sleep, and then he couldn't sleep, and so he's like, oh, I want to see ARMY. I'm like, he's really thinking about us late at night and early in the morning, so. But
yeah, I want to know what his
powerful.
I just want to know what his sleep schedule is. Like, when do you sleep? Do you sleep? Like,
I'm sure part of being an idol is being able to sleep like anytime, anywhere. Like, but that also means that you have no regular sleep schedule.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was interesting though, the two things that jumped out at me. He was saying how he's like, really, truly, I love you guys. And like, I feel like JK is, I don't know if flirting is the right word, but. Are the Gen Z saying Riz? I don't know what. He's just, like, too smooth these days. I'm like, look, I already miss you too much. Like, you can't be saying things like this to me. And, like, all ARMY, right? But, like, you can't say stuff like this to us. He's like, I sincerely, like, I truly love you. I know we've been on the track being like, what is this? You know, so, like, what are we? What's going on here? Ugh. JK. Both of us just sitting here, like, head in our hands. The other thing, interestingly, someone asked him, I don't even know what prompted this question, about, like, a fight that he and Jimin had back, like, on a rainy day. So they must have mentioned it at some point in the past, like, how... the dumpling incident always gets mentioned. Like, this must be like that to a lesser extent, but I was just oblivious to it. But he gave this whole like really long detailed answer, and they had some kind of fight. Like, Jungkook was like, I didn't really like have a puberty, and I'm like, I assume he means like emotionally, because okay. How many times everyone just like puberty hit like a train or like whatever the expression is, right? But he was just saying,
well, I'm like, according to the story, it sounds like he did, like you were in it at that moment.
Exactly. So it was weird. I was kind of confused, and maybe it was the translation, because he's like, I didn't really have like a difficult puberty, but like I kind of had an attitude problem sometimes. That's basically how I read it. Like, he didn't say the words attitude problem. But he said he thought he was not, like, speaking respectfully or something. And Jimin was, like, even though they were close to the same age, like, playing more of the role of an adult. But he, like, disrespected him and they fought. And Jungkook felt like he was also right in this scenario. Or he's like, I have some pride as well, I think was the translation. Which, to be fair, are you ever, like, arguing with someone and you're like, no, but, like, I kind of know I'm right. Like... Is this a Virgo problem?
Yeah, I was like, here we go.
No, but, like, I don't know. You could be like, yeah, I'm in the wrong here, but, like, points were made, okay? Like, whatever. I'm exposing myself on this uncut episode. I could just, when he was like, I felt like I still had things to say, and he, like, stormed out of there. We are moving on. Moving on. Yeah, and so he said he ended up, like, walking around the city and, like, ended up getting lost and didn't, like, know where he was, and he, like, called Jimin crying, and Jimin was, like, immediately, like, trying to help him, and Jungkook was like, I'll figure it out, I'll, like, get a taxi, and then they, like, cried it out and hugged it out later at the dorm. And in a way, it sounds kind of anticlimactic, but, like, the fact that, like, I don't know, I think it speaks highly of Jimin, and, like, we know, like, Jimin seems to be so sweet to, like, every member, but, like, you've just had a fight with someone, like, I'm gonna need some time to, like, calm down, like, you know, but then that same person immediately, like, calls you, and they're upset, and they, like, don't know where they are, like, I don't know. I was just kind of touched. I feel like I've been rambling for long enough, but I don't know if you have any thoughts on that story that he shared.
Yeah, this is probably the one thing I did catch, other than him cutting his hair. which I saw was, like, trending at some point. And I was like,
yep.
Who cut their hair? Because this could be anybody, right? And so I clicked on it, and it was JK. And I'm like, oh. But... Well, we'll talk about this later. I'll come back to that. Anyway, yeah, this is, like, the one part of that live that I did catch. Well, on TikTok. And I think I was more surprised that he even shared that much of the story. Like, he really gave, like, the full tea. Because, like we were talking about a few episodes ago, for whatever reason, they're not telling, like, the full, like, dumpling story. Or, like, whatever that is. But it sounds like... For the most part, because JK didn't reveal exactly what was said, we got, like, most of the details of that story, so I was surprised that he went into that much detail. The interesting part was that he said that, like, even, like, Oh Byung, who's, like, an angel, was, like, pissed off at me, basically. So I'm like, yeah. What exactly did you say? Like, what exactly were you doing? But yeah, I don't know. I was just pretty much imagining him, like, just getting pissed off in the streets and then just, like, boohoo crying. Like, the crying noises he was making, we were like, eh, and then, eh. Like, it was just kind of funny. like, early Bokchang were really going through it. They were having a tough time. It's not funny, but, like, the way he was describing it was funny.
Also, I don't know if it's a Korean story or, like, a male story, but to, like, not know where you're walking and just end up totally lost, like, whew, I just have, like, thoughts about that, but I'll leave it there.
Well, that's what I'm saying, like, yeah, like, that sounds like something somebody, a real angsty teen would do. Like, I'm pissed off at the world. I'm leaving. I'm never coming back. And then you're like,
where are you?
I don't know where I am. That's not funny. I'm sorry.
It's not.
Wait, he's telling the story.
About it because ultimately we know he was okay.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Like, I understand what it was that he was going through, that angst. And then trying to do that, like, amongst strangers, basically.
Yeah, I'm surprised. I mean, I guess I'm not, like, they had less than no privacy in that dorm, as we have seen and discussed many times. But, like, I don't know. I'd go to, like, a karaoke and cry it out. Or, like, I would not want people to see my crying face. But also, he's Jungkook, so, I mean.
I know.
I'm sure it's fine. But, like, I do not want other people around me if I'm having a breakdown.
Yeah. That makes his Begin song so much more special.
I just really... I saw an all K-pop article. I think. I liked three things on all K-pop on Facebook. And I was like, congrats, you're a top contributor. And I'm like, an award I never wanted. But... Okay. But... whatever, or super fan, I don't know, whatever the, like, Facebook tag, like, badge that you can get is, but there was someone, was she from Girls' Generation? I don't want to misspeak. I don't know. She was, like, a first or second gen idol, and she was talking about how, like, it was good, it's good to keep, like, more of a business relationship with your members, just for, like, group harmony or whatever, and, like, the comments were full of people, like, agreeing, disagreeing, being like, that's kind of wise, or, like, if that's the dynamic that works for their group, that's fine, but, like, a lot of groups are friends, blah, 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 and we've had this debate, like, a million and one times, but I was just, like, I feel what BTS have are super special, because even in your trainee days, like, how you're stressed, you're tired, you're probably... you know, hungry, as we've also discussed many times. I won't weigh into that. You're, like, in Yoongi's case, also injured. I was thinking about that recently and his arm and hiding that. And, like, you're really going through it. But to have the emotional maturity to, like, stick it out as a group, like, literally against all odds is, like, nuts. Like, I do think they have something really special.
I think they truly trauma bonded. For real. Like, they went through it. I mean, like, they still are. It's, like, a constant barrage of BS. We'll just, like, pick any BS, right? So, yeah.
But I'm, like, yes, they had it extra hard. I do agree with that 200%. And before someone adds me, I know that's not how percents work. But, like, I completely agree. But I think, like, all these other groups are also going through it. Maybe not to the same extent, but just, like, trainee life cannot be easy. And somehow they ended up, like, also liking each other. Maybe not all of the time, but, you know, whatever their, like, family relationship is.
I think they may, not saying that others don't, but they had more of, like, a willingness to not let small things affect them. I don't know if they just have, like, a good, like, group therapist or something that just, or someone that just, like, helps them, like, talk through things. And they're, like, not holding grudges or letting it affect the business nature as well as their friendship. Because, yeah, I mean, it is clear that some groups are like, this is a business. Don't really like y'all like that. I'm here to get that money,
like,
and
like
leave.
That, like, sometimes we'll get drinks after work, right?
Right.
But then I have to leave.
Right. Or we're cool when we're together, but, like, as soon as we get some alone time, like, I'm not really trying to hang out with you. But yeah.
I have not been keeping track of the time. Oh, look. 59 minutes. Okay. how did I know my spidey sense was tingling? Actually, one other thing about this Wii Live. Did you see the thing about, like, Jungkook trying to, like, straight up, like, have a seance with some ghosts or, like...
I did see that. I don't understand, but... I don't understand.
I was just, like, I saw so many, like... so much fan art of, like, JK with, like, 50 ghosts around him, or, like, hey, demons, it's me, a boy, or, like, whatever that is. Yeah. Anyway, I have no comment, but I was just like laughing at that part. Like, sometimes I'm like, wow, very relatable. And other times I'm like, I have no idea what's going through your head right now.
This guy will like try to summon ghosts, but is also afraid of microwaves. Like, it, I don't know. I did also see some people joking around, like, Hobie, like, that one live where he was walking around, like, terrified in the Hype building and essentially saying, like, it was JK's fault because he, like, already had summoned the ghost to the building, like...
Jimin relayed that weird, like, never really clarified, like, shower ghost story, you know?
So. Don't even say it, because I'll start laughing again and I won't stop.
I'm just like, Hobie can't walk through the building, Jimin can't take a shower, because JK is straight up, like, summoning every ghost in a 5-block radius, like... Yeah, I have so many questions about that story, but today is not the day.
Like, didn't he say he got, like, the gear in order to try and do so? I'm like, what kind of gear did he try to procure? Like, this guy thought he was on Ghost Hunters. Like, what is he doing? Where did he even buy that stuff? Like, I have so many questions.
We didn't know we needed.
So many questions. Oh, gosh.
At the same time, this guy's so chaotic. He's also apparently purchased and currently reading Crying in H Mart, which is this, like, very moving memoir about Michelle Zauner. She's, I think, the front woman of Japanese Breakfast, the band, talking about, like, her mom's cancer diagnosis and, like, her Korean identity because her dad was white. So, like, when her mom died, like, what's her connection to her Korean culture? So this guy in his chapter 2 is like summoning ghosts, though it sounds like that's been going on for a while, like not really sleeping, reading like cathartic memoirs and like whatever else, just across the board. You really never know what you're going to get with JK, honestly.
Really?
Which, speaking of not knowing what we're going to get, it was leaked by Sports Chosun over the weekend that we can expect JJK1 on July 14th. Hybe has released a statement being like, we'll have more info when we have more info, please cool it, which makes me think that Sports Chosun is right. I feel like they've been right in the past, too, so... 95%, keep your fingers crossed for that.
Yeah, I wonder if the exact date is right. But I do get a feeling that it will be sometime in July. Maybe, like, right after the conclusion of Yoongi's concerts, we'll start seeing promo, or, like, just before. Because it's about time that we get another album, even though we literally just got D-Day, but... We're rolling these out, so yeah. I'm expecting it.
Yeah, I don't know the, like, rhyme or reason in rolling them out so quickly. But that's speculation for another day. I'm not going to get into that at the moment. I am happy for content. I guess, finally, on the Sujita front, we are going to have a very, 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 very special visitor on the next episode. Do you want to say who it is, now that I've gassed it up?
Jin, yeah, it's going to be Jin. It was pretty obvious. I think I saw this before somewhere, that they were speculating that Jin was going to be... at some point, because of some signed bottle that was in the back, and, you know, they could kind of see the signature, and they expected that Jin was going to be on at some point, so looks like he did it before enlistment, and so, yeah, I'm excited to see him.
Me too.
I also saw some speculation that there was like an open space next to Jin, and so they were like, at some point, is Hobi going to join them in an episode later on, months or so from now? Like, they filmed it on the same day, but they'll just show the other part of it later.
Right. Well, I really miss both of them. So.
Oh my god.
Cling to this content like a life raft.
Hobie's been, like, promoted. I forget what the position was. It was, like, some assistant.
I thought I saw that it was assistant drill sergeant because I was just tripping out at the idea of Hobi being a drill sergeant when I really shouldn't. Like, we've seen how he acts when people don't get the dance moves right. But at the same time, I'm like, Hobi's so kind and gentle, and like, I can't get these like images to merge. Like, imagine like the Jungho Sock shouting at you to like do your jumping jacks faster. Just cry and fall down into a heap, like.
Well, I think Jin was promoted to the same role. Whatever the role is. But yeah, it was cool that they got promoted to whatever this role is that's not... I don't think it's, like, easy to get this role, or you have to be, like, XYZ in order to get it. I don't know. But yeah, I keep seeing these pictures, and I don't feel like I should be seeing these pictures. I know people are like, these are public, but I just feel like I shouldn't be seeing them. But yeah, I just saw a picture of him with a gun in his hand, like a really big gun, and I was like, this is just so, like, disorienting. Like, seeing Jacob with a gun is just not right. It's just so weird. All right, well, before any other technical difficulties happen, that'll do it for today's episode of Girls with Fun. We'll see you next time. Bye.